how are you doing out there? My name is Noah Michael Smith and you're listening to the Low Food Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. What a week we had this week. Tuesday we had a blinding class from start to finish. It was our systems go. Boy, my legs are sore from the amount of kicking we did on that session. And then Friday night, Riverside, we had a 30-year anniversary of the club being open. We had, what a party we had there. I had both of my girls come down. Amy and Siobhan came down and helped me out on a real good display we did there. What did we do again? We did a form. We got four forms in our kickboxing style. We got form one, form two, form three, form four. That's it. We just named them by the numbers. We did form two, three, and four. And then we went into a kickboxing aerobic routine. I did four routines for them. And that was great. They loved it. We did it on a dance floor, man. You know, like a dance floor, like Saturday Night Fever. With all the lights flickering out from their feet and stuff. And then we went through a defense technique. I attacked Amy. And then Siobhan came in. I kicked Siobhan in the face. Pretending, mind you, she like a movie thing going on there. She acted really well. And then Amy threw me to the floor with one of her hip throws and I got up and went to attack Amy again. And then Siobhan came after me and she got me in an arm lock and swept me to the floor and finished me off. Got up, crowd loved it. It was great. And then after that, the girls left. And they work in retail. Siobhan works in retail. Amy's got university. So they went home and then my lady and I, because my lady came and she just held a fort, the camera and all that, and filmed the thing. I got some clothes on, put my suit, put my tie on. We had a grand time dance on that Saturday Night Fever disco dance floor. It was so good. Yeah, DJ was hot as well. Don't know his name for a wedding DJ. It was good, man. I hire that guy every day. Yeah, let's get down to this. I forgot to say. Had to get up at the crack of dawn to teach my class. Thank you for Sarah for putting me up because I live quite a few miles away from the class. But Sarah put me up. All I had to do is get an Uber and then drive around the corner to the class. And I had a grand class. I had my two teachers come down there. They come to join and help me out from time to time. Louise and Mercedes. And yeah, it was steaming in that class. You know, most of the people from the class that day didn't actually go to the Riverside party. And I did add that the class, the place I was going to teach, was back to the Riverside. Yeah, I had to go back there the following morning, as I said, to teach my class. So I got to catch up on some sleep somewhere. Sometime this week, I've got to catch up because I'm still behind. I need my beauty sleep. How do you think I stay looking so young and beautiful? Need my beauty sleep, man. Sleep is the spice of life. Not too much of it, though, because if you get too much sleep, you can't do any work. I like to work as well. All right, let's get back into this show. Or rather, let's get into the show, because we haven't even started yet. Today, I'm going to go into some security stuff for you. And I'm not talking about the kind of security stuff where you grab a person around the neck and wrest him to the floor because he was a danger to you or your family. I'm going to talk about another kind of security, which is probably even worse. But some people are making a meal out of this, right? So how what brought this to my attention is that we're doing grading at the moment, and grading is something where the kids are the seniors, go to the kickboxing, and they need to go through certain techniques in order to get their next belt. You know, you've seen it all the time in karate and kung fu. If you don't know what I mean, just watch Karate Kid. All right. In the class, it's a modern time, right? You have to change with the time. So I allow the children to bring in their iPads and iPod into the class. I won't allow them to bring in phones. So they either have their syllabus and, yeah, did I mention that word syllabus? Okay, your syllabus is a series of techniques. You have a syllabus in ballet. I think they have it in gymnastics, but you certainly have it in martial arts. A syllabus is a series of techniques you have to do in order to obtain your next belt. So we're going through that at the moment. And the syllabus is no doubt written down. I've got it on digital form and it's on our website. So the students could go onto the website and just tap into syllabus and they get all the techniques there. I allow the students, the boys and girls, to bring in their iPads and iPods into the class. As I said before, so that they could look at that and then go through their techniques one by one, bit by bit, or in a group. If they don't have a device, then they can just use conventional paper, which is what we used to use back in the day. I allow them to do this. A lot of martial art clubs don't allow devices like that in a class, but hey, we're moving forward. I love to move over the times, because if you don't, you get left behind. I'm not one for being left behind. I'm a tech kind of guy. I love my tech. Here's the thing. I'm looking at these boys and girls coming in with these iPads, and they've got little or next to no security on them. And you know, security is a thing that you have to gauge as a parent, if you are a parent, whether you want to put that stuff on the kid's device or not. It just depends, which you're going to hear later, on what you're using the device for. Is it a family device? Is it their device? You've got to weigh up the pros and cons, because look, I have an iPhone, and you're going to hear a lot about Apple. I don't know much about Android and PC, but I'm going to primarily be talking about Apple device, mainly iPad and iPod. It's not a tech show. I listen to a lot of tech podcasts myself. I love those guys in the tech world, particularly the Apple tech world, but it's not about that. It's about information that I live by, because I got two small children that live with me, and I need to know that my children are protected in that way, right? As responsible parents and all that. Okay, right, so let's get back into this. I want to read something to you, so just pay attention for a moment, yeah? If you're not already. Here it comes. Dear Mr. Smith, you are a father of two, using devices that enable your children to access the internet. In our house, we use Virgin WebSafe. It protects any device connected to the home broadband network. It offers customizable settings, and it is possible to restrict access to unsuitable material based on categories. Would you let me know what you have in place to ensure your children are able to utilize information and communication technology in a safe and responsible way? Well, I don't know what to say about that. That's come from one of the teachers at my children's school. Clearly, she's showing some concern. But I've got to say, she's got to show concern for herself, you know, because I know she doesn't know me all, but I am Mr. Tech. I live and die by Apple products. And the reason why I love Apple products so much, they're nice, silky, smooth, and beautifully and well made. But the thing that a lot of people don't seem to get is their security policies. They have the most stringent, toughest security policies out there. Do you know, look, this is not a tech show, right? There are tech shows out there that I listen to that does this way, way, way better than I do. But as I said, anything I say to you all out there, people are saying similar things, but I'm giving it to you in a simple term, you know, the low-fu fitness lifestyle way. We like to do things simple so that everyone can understand my workout. Anyone could do my workout. Anyone could understand my workout. And I live my life by that. Just be clear and precise in your information that you're giving out there. Yeah. And cut through all the baloney and just say it the way it is. So here's the thing. Let's talk about the method this person used to restrict content from their children. It doesn't work. I'm going to come back to that, right? But before I go to that, let me ask you something. You have knives, talking kitchen knives, in your kitchen. How do you restrict your children from going into the drawer, taking out a kitchen knife, and cutting up their siblings? Because a knife is a dangerous tool. You have to teach them the implications of what would happen if they go into the drawer and they take out that knife and wave it around. In fact, it's just the same back in the day where before we had internet, you used to tell your children, don't take sweets from strangers. So you got to give the same information in a different way for a modern lifestyle right now. So it ain't a case of our ways going out and telling people what to put in place to protect your child or your children from bad actors coming in, doing them harm or enticing them or getting them to go places. You get what I'm saying here? Education and legislation. They go hand in hand together in your home. Now I'm concerned. I'm concerned about a few things here because there are some parents out there that do not think, two said this to me just last week, that they don't put security in place on their devices because their children are good. It's not the children you've got to worry about. It's the people that are out there that are so influential. What is your child into? Is your child into games? Is your child into sport? Is your child, whatever your child is into? There are people out there that would tempt your children so well. Look, we as adults can be tempted, right? If someone said to you, if you do this, you win £500, you win a grand, you win £2,000, whatever it takes, right? You think it's simple enough. You think, yeah, why not? Why not just click on that dotted line or click on that spot or tick that box? Why not tick that box and give myself a chance? Listen, I did an experiment once, right? I don't like playing these quiz games that they have going on online or wherever. I believe if I'm going to make money, I've got to work hard and earn it. That's what I'm down for. I'm not the kind of guy that goes on reality TV and expect to make a quick buck. Not my bag, man. I don't work that way. Yeah? Work a good living, earn your money, get it, and move on from that. But I've been tempted. There are things that I've seen online, and all it says, I even get it on my phone, all it says, all you got to do is this. You can make yourself $500. You can make yourself a grand. And I think, really? Hey, man, listen, let me tell you something. What happened once, my phone broke. My iPhone broke. It was out of warranty. So a deal came up. This thing came up and it said, do this, this and this. You get a new iPhone. Yeah, the latest model at the time. I showed it to my friend and she said, Noel, that's a scam. I didn't see it because I was blinded. I wanted to replace my iPhone so much I was blinded to the scam. I always use filters, man, and the people around me are my filters. I always show them if I got anything that I'm going to do, I run it by. I got a whole lot of people I could run things by. So I did that. I didn't bother with it because when I looked at it properly, yeah, it looks like a scam, man. Weren't going to go there. But look, I'm an adult, right? You're an adult, I guess, listening to this. So if those children want something really bad and they see something online and that person is telling them there are no ifs, buts or maybes, you will get this if you do this and this and this. This is a dangerous thing, right? This is why I'm saying to you that you've got to secure your device the right way. Also, educate them. Legislation, education. You got to do both. And don't just leave them. You don't just give them an iPod, iPad, a phone, or any other device and just leave them. Yeah, look, let me tell you something. My children, they both have iPods. It's signed up in my name. Everything is locked down on their devices. I'm going to tell you how to do that later on. But it's locked down from day one. And they cannot upload any apps because it's my security code. In fact, the device is set up on a family sharing plan, right? Apple have that. So the device is set up on my Apple ID. So they cannot do anything on the device without knowing that password. And they don't know it. And it's some long kickoff password, I'm telling you from now. Yeah? I locked that down straight away. Now, I'm an adult. You know, I'm a grown man. I'm not going to secure my devices, not in that way. I don't mean I secure my devices, okay, yeah, from bad actors. But I'm not going to secure my devices and put child protection on it because I'm not a child. There are certain things that I want to come through, yeah? So I'm not going to do that. So they don't have my device at all. They don't have my phone. And if we're going to use the iPad, yeah, we've got a family iPad. I put the movie on it or whatever they're going to use on it. And that's what they do. And I'm in the home and I'm watching them. The only thing they take to their bedroom where I don't have look at them and I don't see what's going on is their iPods, their iPod touches. Can you say iPod touches? Or iPod Touch. And it's locked down, man. Nothing going on there. You can't even find Safari on the thing. But I'm going to tell you how to do that in a moment. Just bear with me. It's all good. So if you've got an iOS device, iOS meaning the operating system. And I said this to a girl just the other day and she didn't understand what I meant. Now, I means I. You know, iPhone, iPod, iMac, and all the other I things that Apple have. So the I is just for that, right? And I won't go into the history of what that I means because there's various different stories to that. It's irrelevant anyway. But the most important bit is the OS. OS means operating system. So iOS is Apple's operating system. Is it all clear? So iOS devices are iPhone, iPod Touch, iPad, and what's the other thing? I think it's just those three. Yeah, just those three things, I guess. Okay, so let's crack on. I'm going to teach you how to secure your device. Oh, before I go into that, just remember that when you have something over the air, something that's not got a cable attached to it, and even a cable you can get in between, but it's a little bit harder. If you've got a signal that is going over the air, believe me, with every fiber in my soul, something can infiltrate that signal. It's in the air. It's going from you to me, from me to you. No wires in between. It's code. And once you have code, it can be cracked. You've got hackers out there that are, these guys are great. These hackers out there are geniuses. And you've got governments that can't keep up with these guys. You've got the top companies out there that cannot keep up with these guys, right? So do not think that your device is 100% secure. And this is another reason. This is not an Apple show, but this is another reason why I use Apple products, because I believe in their products, right? So I have an internet provider, and my internet provider is TalkTalk. Yeah, you may be laughing. TalkTalk. They have been breached so many times. I've lost count, man. But I don't have anything in TalkTalk that anyone could affect me with. Yeah, they have my details. They don't have my passcode to get into my internet here at home, because whatever they've given me, I've changed it. But you know what I've done? They've given me a router. A router is a device that your internet provider gives you, and you connect your computer onto the router and go from there. I don't trust it. Again, I do not trust that system. In order to protect something, you can have the protection today, but it won't be any good tomorrow, because as I said to you, the bad actors have cracked that already. You've got to have constant updates, updating the device. I don't see those companies doing that at all. So what I've done, I've got my router and I've gone through the Ethernet into Apple Time Capsule. Your Time Capsule allows you to back up your Mac while giving you over-the-air internet service as well. So it goes from the TalkTalk router via Ethernet into the Time Capsule, and the Time Capsule then picks up the wireless to the computer. So my Apple Mac is talking to another Apple device. So it's pretty seamless. I never get any trouble. And there are various settings in that as well where you can restrict certain things. But however, to me, there's no point restricting it from the router. No point at all, because the restriction needs to be on the device. In fact, I won't say it needs to be on the device. I say it's the best place for it to be on the device. Right. Let me give you a scenario now. If you have your restrictions on the router, right? You've got a restriction on the router at home. What happens when you take that laptop to someone else? Someone else's house. What happens when you take the iPad to someone else's house? What happens when you move the phone? What happens when you move all these other devices? Your restrictions are at home. So then you move the device, go to someone else's network, and then you're messed up. No, it's got to be on the device, right? So if you're using Safari as a browser, because I trust those guys, I trust the Apple network, I use Safari, and there's so many parental guidances on there. So if you want to restrict adult content, it's so easy to do on Apple devices. Yeah. Now, you got to see what these guys stand for. Android is the wild, wild west, right? This is not an Android bashing show. It's just a show to give you boys and girls some information out there. Android is, as I said again, it's the wild, wild west. What does that mean? It means that they have all sorts on there, man. If you go to the Apple App Store, there is no explicit adult content on there. It's all over Android. There's no filter. That's what I'm saying to you all out there is know what your company stands for. Now, I'm not saying that Apple is 100% safe, because you cannot get that 100% safe. But what I will say is that Apple are so quick to patch any vulnerability that they may have. I mean, Android and Windows take so long to do that stuff. Another thing, upgrading. I've mentioned this before, but I want to go into it in a little bit more detail right here and now. When you update your system software, you're not updating it to get all the flash, shiny bells and whistles. You're upgrading it primarily to keep your device safe. Now, Android have a problem with that, because they're upgrade is dependent on the provider, cellular provider. Apple doesn't rely on that. Their update comes down, it goes on everyone's machine simultaneously. So when Apple does an update, everybody's getting it at the same time. Whether they go in and click on that button and update it is down to them. But what I will say is that Android does not have that. There's an update available, but the providers don't allow people to do it. Because do you know what bloatware is? What bloatware is, every cellular provider allow different add-ons to the Android operating system. If you go to LG, buy an LG phone, it's not the same as a Samsung phone. If you buy a Samsung phone, it would not be the same as a Motorola. They are different. They all put their little bit of skin on top and the operating system is not the same. So when you get an update from Google, who are the owners of the Android operating system, the provider has to wait until they get all their little bits and pieces together. The only Android phone you can guarantee to get current updates is Google's phone, which is the Google Pixel. Anything other than that is not going to be safe all the time. Because in order for your device to be safe, it needs to have the most current update. You guys don't get this, but this is true. I have a couple of girls that I teach, and they keep saying to me, oh, my husband updates my phone. Believe me, girls, he's not updating it because you're going to get all the fancy bells and whistles. He's updating it because he wants to keep you safe, yeah? And y'all got to keep your children safe. So update. And if you've got an old device, don't put it online. If it cannot be updated anymore, take it offline. Let's use it to watch the TV or something. Play games. But don't put it on the internet. Then it'd be unsafe. Do you know phones have cameras and speakers in them? They could be infiltrated also. My niece went round her house and she had tape. Yeah, she had masking tape over her camera. I didn't have to ask her why, because I already know. If your operating system is out of date, it can be breached. It can be infiltrated. It's a signal. It's code. People can get in between the thing. If you got a line, a rope, say a skipping rope, long one, and one person's holding it and the other person's holding the other end, can anyone pass in between? No. They cannot pass between that rope because it's there. Take the rope away, they can go clean through. Think of it in that way. There's nothing solid to stop that person from getting in between. Nothing solid at all. If you've got a cable going from A to B, at least you know that in order for that person to get between that signal, they've got to infiltrate the cable. But naturally, you cannot have a cable traveling halfway across the country. Let me tell you how to secure some of your devices so we can get out of here now. And I'm just working with iOS devices. Let's get down to this. First thing I did when I bought my child an iPod, I went into settings, I tapped on restrictions, and once tapping on restrictions, you have to put in a pass number. There's a 4-number digit, you put that in, make sure you remember it, write it down, because if you don't remember that, you're going to be in trouble, and your kid is going to hate you for it, because if you don't remember it, you want to get into that setting. The only way to do that is to erase the device and go back to factory settings. So write the number down and make sure you got it in a secure place. Anyway, so once you've tapped on restrictions and put in your combination number, you'll see a whole lot of things come up and you can restrict all the apps. Safari, camera, Siri, FaceTime, AirDrop, all of that stuff. These are Apple apps and you can restrict all the third-party apps also. But what I did, I just restricted the Safari. Now you cannot see it anywhere on the device. Safari's gone. She cannot get into Safari because it's gone. I can't even get into Safari. If I need to get into Safari on her device, I'm going to have to re-enable the restrictions that I've put on there. I left Siri intact because, yeah, you can access the internet via Siri, but I left that because I can hear what she's saying on it. And if she's saying anything rude, she's still a little bit young, so she doesn't know all that stuff yet. And her mother and I really protect her from all of that stuff. We, our kids don't watch horror movies. They don't watch things above their age rating. So we're really protective over them in that respect. So I'm pretty confident that when she cries out and says things on her phone, it's going to be things like, show me what color dress Elsie wears in Frozen, or play me the Frozen song, things like that. You know, she's quite innocent in that way. So I'm okay with her, with Siri, because I can hear what she's saying when she speaks to the iPod Touch. Okay, here we go. So listen, locations. You got to turn that sucker off, man. Why is your child got locations on their device? Why? What is the significance of that? Locations tell you where your phone is. Turn that sucker off, man. All right, how to do that? You go to settings on your iOS device, go to privacy, tap on privacy, tap on locations. You see the button there, or the little sliding thing, tap on that, and that will switch that off. Now, once you switch off location, remember that none of the apps are going to ask for locations. You don't want locations on your thing, because that's just telling people where your children are, all right? That's not necessary. The only person that concerns or is concerning for their well-being and where they are is you. Don't want anyone else to know that, right? So get that done straight away. That's a no-brainer, man. Okay, so the next thing is restricting apps on the device. Now, there's a way of restricting everything, but if you're using the device as well and you want to restrict certain apps that you're using, you don't want them to see the apps that you're using, then here's a great way to do it. All right, again, go to settings, go to privacy. When you go to privacy, scroll down to whatever app you want to restrict, tap on that app, and then you go over to forbid, and you just tap on forbid, and that app would have various restrictions too. I think you could customize it within. I can't remember. I haven't got the device in front of me. I'm doing all this from memory, but I think that you can customize it once you say restrict. If not, it would just restrict it. You cannot see the app on the device. Okay, got that one? Yeah, let's move on to the next. All right, this next one is one that covers a multitude of sins. Analytics, you don't need that. You know what? Don't trust anybody, not even Apple. This is information that the network, the provider needs, I say Apple in this case, to better your system. On a child's device, you don't need that. So again, privacy, scroll all the way down to the bottom. You see analytics, then you go over, you see that little slider again, just tap on that, and you switch off analytics. You don't need that. Okay, all right, this is the big one. This is the one that you have to do regardless, because ad tracking, what's that all about? How to switch off ad tracking? Why do you want ad tracking on a child's device? Yeah, no reason to have that. So again, you go to privacy, scroll all the way down to the bottom. When you come to advertising, you see the little sliding thing again. It looks like a slider, but it's not. You just tap on it. It slides over to the other side, and that switches all that off. That takes care of a multitude of things on your device. I could go on all day on stuff like this, but I'm going to leave it there. But you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and one of my favorite podcasts is Alison Sheringham, and she does a couple of shows. One that I like in particular called Chit Chat Across the Pond. And she has a guy on there. He's a UK. He's from the he's from the Republic of Ireland. His name is Bart Buscott. He's great, man. He does so much security stuff. So if you want to know more about security on Apple, then go to Alison Sheringham. She does two shows, one called Chit Chat Across the Pond, and the other one is called Nasillacast, whichever. So go and check those out. And I love those guys. I learned so much from them. And there are others out there. What's my man's name? Who does a Maccast. These guys are all clued up. And I learned so much from them. So check them out. But remember, the best security is to keep your eye on your child. The internet is a dangerous place. Oh, I forgot to mention here, browsers. Safari, Chrome, Opera, and you've got Firefox, and whatever Microsoft is using nowadays. I don't use Windows machines, but kids don't use browsers nowadays, and they don't really go on the whole laptop thing. And when my kids use my computer, I have two Macs that I use, my MacBook Air. I've got an 11-inch MacBook Air. I love that. little machine. And yeah, specced out, and I've got a Mac Mini with a 28-inch screen, and I love my devices. And when my children are on my machines, everything else is locked down. They do not go online. They use the educational games I download for them, and they go on that, and I have my eye on them. I know exactly what they're doing. Yes, they're going to get older, and they're going to want their own privacy and do their own things, but I would do checks incrementally as they get older. Yeah? I love my children as you do yours. You got to look after them. Yeah? Keep them safe from the bad actors out there, and there are enough of those guys. I love you all. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you next time. You're listening to the Low Food Fitness Lifestyle. We'll get back into the big fitness stuff next week, I promise you. You take care. I love you. You be good. Bo!